Tab Ramos, 54 years of age, in charge tomorrow night. Houston Dynamo taking on Sporting Kansas City. Come into this one 1-1-2 against his former teammate, Peter Vermees. So this is a big one tomorrow for Tab Ramos, who, by the way, all of you know, was born in Uruguay, emigrated to the United States at age 11. Played 4 years, by the way, at NC State. 4 years of NCAA soccer, which generally isn't happening too often anymore if anybody's going pro. You have to factor that in. That's pretty incredible. But he was the first ever player signed by Major League Soccer. Here's my interview with Tab.
Well, Tab, let's just recap the FC Dallas game real quick in your mind. I know you said you had an improved second half.
Yeah, I thought we did. It was much better than the first half. The first half, we weren't poor, to be honest. I thought we played a decent first half, but we were just not good on the ball. There were many times where we lost possession, where we had clear possession with no pressure on, and we turned the ball over. And, you know, those are the moments that force you to have to do all this running that you don't necessarily need to be doing. So second half, we were much better. And because we were able to keep possession, we sort of backed Dallas into their half of the field. And, you know, I was happy with that. You know, we played basically the whole second half on their half. It's just that now we have to make plays, you know, that win games. You know, you watch games throughout MLS, and it seems to me like I watch other teams win games doing so much less in attack than we've been doing. So we got to improve in that end. We got to finish our chances, and we got to create better chances.
Does that come down to individuals? Does it come down to sharpening things up in the final third? What does that come down to?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. You know, I mean, there's certain goals, certainly that are scored by players who will just take a man on and just put it in the corner. You know, I mean, we saw quite a few of those this weekend in MLS, where one player individually can do it. As a team, I think we need to make better runs into the box. We need to support a little bit more, get more numbers into the box. But yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be one player's effort that gets you the goal. And we need that.
Talking to head coach of the Houston Dynamo, Tab Ramos, ahead of Sporting Kansas City. Maxi seemed to be in the channels a lot and going wide a lot. When that happens, you're obviously expecting somebody else to take up his center forward position. Is that right?
Yeah, we have, you know, before we used to have Memo do that when Memo was coming out of midfield. Now we expect Joe or the opposite winger to be going in that spot when he goes wide to the opposite side. So there's many different ways to handle that. Matias Vera can do it as well now that, you know, we've had Derek Jones in the middle. But, you know, it depends on the lineup that we have at any particular time.
Tab, let's talk a little bit about Derek Jones. And you know, it was very interesting in this week's press conference. You know, obviously this young man, I mean, for lack of a better word, the guy loves you for helping him get to this country and providing him opportunity. He seems like a very appreciative young man. Just take me into his game. I mean, obviously it was a little loose on the ball, but there were other things that you were very, very pleased about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to be fair, I don't want to take credit for things I haven't done. You know, I did help Derek, and I've been a good supporter of Derek as a person. And I try to help him with, you know, paperwork with, you know, becoming a U.S. citizen and being able to play for the U.S. That's pretty much the extent of it. You know, I do like him as a person. I think he's a good player to have around in the locker room. He's a great athlete, and I think he's going to help us a lot on the field. And yeah, I mean, we're just starting to give him some time. He's playing in the position he always wanted to play. And he's adapting to that. You know, in Philadelphia, they played him a little bit more as an 8. In Nashville, they played him more as a 10. Now we play him when we play him more as a 6. He's always wanted to play more as a 6. And so we're trying to fit him into the role that he likes, that I think it's good for our team, that can help our team. But there's no question that, you know, he's still a younger player and there's still a learning curve.
Tab Ramos, head coach of the Houston Dynamo, will take on his great friend and former teammate, Peter Vermees, tomorrow night. That's a game you can get tickets still, HoustonDynamo.com. Is it important for him, if he gets the start, to be rooted in front of the two center backs, especially in that area that Alan Pulido likes to work in?
Yeah, I mean, potentially, yes, because we, for the most part, it depends on how Pulido plays. You know, Pulido sometimes stays mostly central in the box, and sometimes he'll roam everywhere. So he doesn't necessarily roam to the area right in front of the two center backs. Sometimes he goes wide, you know, he goes in midfield and wide. So you can only follow him so far. And then after you follow him, you got to let him go and pass him on. And sometimes, you know, if Derek would be playing that position centrally, it would be passed on to him. If he goes to one of the two sides, could potentially be passed on to Matias or to Joe or Memo or whoever is playing on one of those sides.
Gianluca Busio, the 18-year-old, got into some very, very good areas against Austin FC, and I know you're fully aware of him. That's another guy I guess you have to be very fully concentrated on.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice to see how he's coming along, playing a central position. You know, Busio, when he played on the youth national teams, he was always a winger. And we always felt like in those positions, maybe he didn't have the speed to be like to continue to be a winger. And I think Peter probably recognized that he's an incredibly skillful player in the middle of the field, and he's had him there on the first team. And I think obviously, you know, the results have been great. You know, he scored goals, he gets assists, and the Austin game, he could have scored a couple more goals, you know, if it's not for the goalkeeper making a couple saves. So he created a lot against Austin. He was unfortunate not to get a couple goals for sure.
Tab, do you see this as a transitional game, an up and down game, much like the Austin FC game that Sporting came back and won late?
No question. I think you're looking at two teams that like to pressure high, teams that don't like to wait for the game to come to them. They kind of go searching for it. I think we're similar in many respects. Obviously our rosters are different, but a lot of the ideas are the same. And yeah, I expected high intensity as all four games we played each other last year.
I would have to think that Minor Figueroa getting back in the lineup, with all due respect to the great work Boniac Garcia did, Minor really seemed to give you a little bit more muscle back there and a little solidarity, it seemed.
Yeah, Minor played a great game. I mean, we didn't know what to expect, really. He's a great guy, so I don't want to say he was getting impatient about playing, but he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. You know, he was out for a good month and a half from playing, and I think we waited till the right moment, and I think he had a great showing. So I thought he made us stronger in the back.
And the other thing I'd take you into in the FC Dallas game was, you know, you had Memo playing as kind of a hybrid, coming inside a little bit with Joe Corona and that kind of tactical plan. How do you think that worked? Is that something you still like in the future?
Yeah, I mean, that's potentially something we continue to want to do. And at some point, we're going to continue to try. A lot of it sometimes depends, too, on what roster I have available. So if Tyler is coming around and he can play, then that's a position that I think fits Tyler perfectly. But yeah, Memo can do the job as well, although I feel like Memo is more of a central player.
At this point on Tuesday, is there any update on Tyler Pasher that you can share or not?
I mean, at this point, you know, he's just moving along. He's making progress. I mean, I don't see him, you know, a best case scenario. I can see him being possibly on the bench.
Tab Ramos, Houston Dynamo coach, ahead of Sporting Kansas City. It's been a great rivalry. It was a team you had very good success against last year. You had that 5-2 win at Children's Mercy Park. I'm just wondering what that is, because you and Peter are such great friends. That's one thing that everybody knows, a great history, both as players together and coaches. Is there a soft underbelly to that team? What does a game like this come down to?
Well, we're both fast transition teams. So I think anytime, I think you're going to watch, you know, Houston play Kansas City. You're going to find two teams that, you know, that are going to be trying to win the ball high, trying to go to goal all the time. And that leaves you exposed at the back a little bit more. So I think both teams, no question, can do better in defensive transition. So I think, you know, tomorrow, obviously it's our home game. It's a game we need to win. So we have to do everything we can to win the game. But obviously, Houston, Kansas City, no matter where the play, the game is played, is going to be a game that I think either team can win.
No one better to talk to about ball possession than you, based on the way you played the game. Are there going to be moments where you are expecting your team, though, to maybe put a foot on the ball and just try and manage a time period a little bit through possession in these games? Because at some point, it's tough to go all out high pressing all the time, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's two separate. It's really two separate things. I think, you know, most people are under the impression that when you're a high pressing team, that you're just sprinting all the time. And that's not really the case. I mean, if you look at the Dallas game and you look at the numbers of our running in the Dallas game compared to other games, it's not more. It's just the area of the field in which we did the running. So we'd rather do all our running on the opposing team side of the field than on ours. And that's, fortunately, possession brings you the possibility to be able to do that. And so, yeah, possession becomes important at different times. And if we can hold the ball, we certainly have to do it better than we did it in the first half against Dallas.
Tab, I looked up something very interesting about you and Peter. You guys in 90 played in Berlin against East Germany. There's not many people who can say they played against East Germany, right, at that time period in Berlin. That must have been a pretty amazing experience to be in that country, be there at that time, right around the reunification of the country.
It was an incredible moment for the world at the time. It was unreal being in East Berlin at that moment. The wall had just come down. You know, we actually went to the wall. We brought pieces of the wall back home. It was amazing to see. I mean, this is for a completely different show, more of a documentary, but it was amazing to see what West Germany looked like and what East Germany looked like. So East Berlin and West Berlin, it was literally East Berlin looked like someone had turned off the lights, you know, 40 years ago and no one turned them back on. And then you looked over the wall to the other side and you see this modern, you know, Western, you know, Germany that was just, you know, up to the latest trends of everything. And it's amazing that that was only literally, you know, 10 yards away from each other. So it was a surreal experience. It was a wonderful moment that I'll never forget. And there's so much that I forget from the time I played. But that's certainly a moment I will not forget, playing the last game that East Germany ever played as a country. They played it against us and we were part of that game. So it's just a great experience.
So what I remember about you and Peter is, because I think this was really your beginning at the national team level, right? Because you were the highly touted guy. 89, you guys were on the New Jersey Eagles for a handful of games. I remember playing against you. And then there you were in 90. And I remember the days we played against you that everybody was talking about you at that time. And Peter was playing as a forward in front of you. And then there you are a short time later in East Berlin. Pretty unbelievable.
It was incredible. It's an amazing lifetime experience that goes so far beyond soccer. And definitely I remember that moment as I would remember any World Cup that I've been in.
Tab, listen, best of luck against Sporting Kansas City. That was a great little segment there to hear you talk about East Berlin. That was pretty remarkable. And I was really interested to hear what you'd say on it. Best of luck against Sporting Kansas City.
Thank you so much.